Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener. Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network.
Eddie Gilbert was a lot of things. He was smart. He was driven. He was considered by many to be a booking genius, a prodigy, who was a part of a pro wrestling office by the age of 20, and the lead booker of a national promotion by the age of 25. He was charismatic. He was charming. He was fiercely loyal to his family. Just about everywhere Eddie went in pro wrestling, he brought his brother Doug Gilbert with him. No matter how busy he was with his schedule, he would try to make time to drive his grandfather for his weekly haircut. A grandfather who, by the way, was a carnival wrestler, which made Eddie Gilbert a third-generation wrestler. But Eddie Gilbert had a lot of problems as well. He obviously had a serious drug problem. A drug problem perhaps precipitated by a 1983 car accident that nearly killed him, where he sustained injuries that would plague him for the rest of his career. And also the pressures of being a 5'9" wrestler in the 80s and 90s, which led Gilbert into so many of the same traps as many of his peers. He was a womanizer in ways that would undoubtedly be looked down upon more harshly today than they were some 30, 35 years ago. He suffered from rampant paranoia and had a short temper, possibly fueled by his drug usage. He would comb the dirt sheets on a weekly basis, looking and finding clues and innuendo of burials that weren't really there. He had a rampant distrust of nearly every promoter he ever worked for. And his short temper led him to walking out of promotions and burning bridges to the point that he walked out of his hometown, Memphis Wrestling, so many times that in my research, I found it impossible to accurately document each instance, to the point that he finally walked out one too many times, driving the place that would always welcome him back after his latest meltdown that would burn a bridge elsewhere, finally had enough and refused to take him back. Eddie Gilbert quite literally dedicated his life to pro wrestling and was involved in some of the most memorable angles and moments of his era. He's one of the most fascinating figures in pro wrestling history. And in this special edition of Jovember to Remember, we take a look at the life, the career, and the death of Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert.
Cheering at pro wrestling shows in Japan is back, and 2023 is already shaping up to be a big year in the history of pro res. That's why you should listen to the Emerald Flow Show. From the Royal Road to the Green Mat, Paul and Gerard take you into the world of All Japan Pro Wrestling and Pro Wrestling NOAH. Not only do we analyze events, but we examine business, who is getting over, what angles are working or not. Occasionally, we take a look at other Japanese promotions like DDT and Zero One. So if you're looking for more coverage of the world of Japanese wrestling, check out the Emerald Flow Show on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps.